Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, it's Rico Beard. Did you know the Valenti Show with Rico is not just a radio show, but also a podcast? You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. Catch the full episode, listen to individual hours, or just jump straight to the highlights. Open up your favorite podcast app, search for Valenti Show with Rico, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way on your time.
Carson Anderson, we just took a Lions don't have a chance call. And somebody that can't believe that we think they have a chance. I mean, look, the thing we say all the time is you don't have to feel the way we feel. We're not even trying to convince you that our opinion's any better than yours. We're just telling you the way that we feel. And it just so happens that we both think the Lions are going to go 11-6 this year, which is a 4-game swing from last year to the negative. I think in sports, I've gotten to the point where I realized you have to make yourself worthy of that pool of teams that can win it all. That's what the regular season is about, qualifying for the dance, whatever your postseason format is in any sport. And then you prove worthy. Can you win it all? Can you beat the teams that you're going to face in the postseason? Like the Tigers, for instance, this year have overwhelmingly done well. The record against the other contending teams, like the next four teams, all that's changing with Seattle, has been really good. Like 14-8 or 15-8. And Seattle, they won the season series against, and Seattle's now gotten themselves into that pool of teams. But you can't tell me that a team that's beat them a bunch in the regular season can't beat them again in the postseason. Because they're not playing, you know, because you say they're not playing well now. They just took 2 of 3 from one of those contenders in the Yankees. Now, we'll see what happens in the series with Cleveland. But now we get to the Lions, right? So the Lions have played one really good team and one potentially bad team. And they look bad against a good team, and they slaughtered the bad team. And, you know, so we're 2 games into a season, which you and I both thought they'd go 11-6. I thought they'd be firmly in that pool of teams that could win it all. Last year, the number one seed in the NFC, as we know, did not go to the NFC title game. And so that's why you just want to be in the pool of teams. It helps to be the one seed, but it guarantees you nothing, as we know. Just be in the pool of teams. It'd be nice to win the division so you can play at home, but plenty of teams have gone on the road and won playoff games. Just get yourself into that pool of teams. And here's the warning. Of their remaining games, their game Monday night, okay? Their game this Monday night is clearly amongst the most losable games they will play the rest of the season. It might be the single most losable game they play the rest of the season. You could argue that the game at Philly might be tougher. But this is amongst the most losable games. So unless you think they are going 16-1, which of the games that they have left to play do you think they're going to lose? Because Monday's a candidate. It's a strong candidate. But that means you either have to accept that every loss isn't a referendum on their Super Bowl chances, or you think they're going to go 16-1. They will beat their share of good teams throughout this season.
Well, because they have a lot of opportunities.
They have a lot of opportunities.
Yeah, and a lot of them are happening real quick here, and it starts on Monday night. And Monday night's not going to change my opinion about this team. We get to the halfway point of the season, you can evaluate where you're at with the team.
Yep.
not going to flip and flop week after week. That's just stupid in my mind.
What good is our predictions if we flip and flop every week? We'll only yell if we're wrong. Now, and then the only thing that bothers me about that call is the accusation that you, Gator, not me.
Yeah, nobody's picking on you, Brian. Brian picked on me today, which is fine.
That you are, quote, lying to your audience. I can assure you that Gator doesn't sit around and go, all right, here's the BS I'm going to sell to the audience today. I can assure you of that.
No, I will tell you what I think. Mm-hmm. And then you can agree or disagree, and we can have a conversation about it. And that's what's fun.
Let me also back up. He said we were acting like they won the Super Bowl. Trust me. If they win the Super Bowl, the show will sound way different than it did in the first hour of today. Trust me, Brian. It will sound way different.
But he took offense that I was chesty because the Lions, in his mind, beat up a JV team in the Bears. Mm-hmm. I take offense to calling the Bears a JV team. First of all, I will absolutely take offense to that. I will not take offense to being chesty about it. I'm chesty about the offense because I thought this offense was a really good offense going into the season. They started off not good against Green Bay, but I thought that there were obvious reasons why they didn't play well against Green Bay, and it was echoed by what the coach and everybody else had to say afterwards. And if you don't believe the communication was a problem, then I guess you're not watching football, because it was a problem. I do have concerns for Monday night playing on the road again in a hostile environment where it's going to be loud AF for Monday Night Football in Baltimore. Are they going to be able to communicate well? I have questions about that and concerns about that. We'll see if they do. If they're able to handle it, if communication is no issue on Monday night, I will tell you the Lions will beat the Ravens on Monday Night Football if communication is not a problem. I will make that proclamation.
248-539-9797. Look, if you agree with Brian, we're more than willing to debate it. but Brian thinks they have no shot, and they think that he thinks they're well outside of that pool of teams that can win a Super Bowl.
Here's the other thing is that, you know, the season, like we talk about with baseball, 162 games is a long season. The NFL season is 17 games long, but it stretches for months. It's a long grind. It's a long season. Things will change week to week that will test your faith in what you're watching. There will be injuries that happen to this team that will test my faith in whether or not they're going to live up to what I hope that they can live up to. But that will also happen to other teams. Mm-hmm. I don't expect the Packers to go unscathed. I don't expect the Eagles to go unscathed when it comes to injuries. It's a part of the game, and it devastated the Lions last year. That was a damn good Lions team last year. On paper and on the field for the first several games until the injuries started to mount. And when they mounted, it wasn't just, they hurted a couple guys this week. They were key players that were getting hurt, and it really tested the depth on the team. And somehow, they were still able to win 15 regular season games, which was kind of crazy. But every team will be tested, and the Lions are no different. They're going to be tested as well. It's just a question of, you know, how far are you willing to go?
Let's go to Michael. You're on 97 on the ticket. Hi, Michael.
Hey, how are you?
Good.
Thanks for taking my call. Hey, I just want to say, look what happened at the end of last season with all the injuries. What got them through that, the grit, and wanting to win one for the coach. Coach has got these players, they'll run through walls to win games for this guy. So, I mean, when you look at losing Johnson, that hurt. But the big thing is,
listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, it's Rico Beard. Did you know the Valeni Show with Rico is not just a radio show, but also a podcast? You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. Catch the full episode, listen to individual hours, or just jump straight to the highlights. Open up your favorite podcast app, search for Valeni Show with Rico, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way on your time.
These are cool.
Well, look, I mean, the funny thing is you have to have the players, right? You have to have the players, and they have the players in abundance. They did lose one of the masterminds offensively, and they lost the mastermind defensively, I guess, too. Right? They lost out their coordinators. Got it. Yep. The drop-off from one to the next could be minimal, could be a lot, might be nothing at all. Maybe they improved. But there's some of what we've seen in the early going, there's been some good and some bad. It was damn reassuring to see them slaughter a team. It was damn reassuring. That looked like last year's Lions, didn't it?
It did. And I think the biggest difference with what we saw in the game against the Bears versus what we saw in the Packers beyond the communication part, but the communication part plays a role, what I'm about to say, and it's what Jared Goff said. He had the best protection he's ever played behind, he said.
Yeah, now whether or not...
He was hit once, and it was on a scramble. It wasn't sacked. He literally had all day to throw. And you cannot give Jared Goff that kind of time to throw and those receivers that kind of time to get open. These receivers are going to get open anyway. But then you're going to give them a little extra time? Good luck with that.
Carson Anderson, 97.1, the ticket.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, it's Mike Valeni. Did you know The Valeni Show with Rico is not just a radio show, it's also a podcast. You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods. Catch the full episode, listen by individual hour, or jump straight to the highlights. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search The Valeni Show with Rico, hit the follow button to get every minute of this show your way and on your time.